来读几处的圣经。
Let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
民数记的第一章一到三节。
From the book of Numbers, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
以色列人出埃及地后，第二年二月初一日，耶和华在西乃的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说，你要按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁，凡以色列中从20岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of the meeting on the first day of the second month in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the sons of Israel by their families, by their father's household, according to the numbers of names, every male head by head, from 20 years older and upward, whoever is able to go out to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies.
我们在这里注意到，就是神叫摩西和亚伦去数点以色列他们人群的当中20岁以上的男丁。
Here we note that the Lord is asking Moses and Aaron to take a census of everyone who is 20 years and older, all the male who are able to fight in the war.
那么这个时间呢，是在他们出埃及地以后第二年的二月初一日。
And the timing of this census is on the first day of the second month in the second year after they left Egypt.
那么在那个时候，以色列的百姓他们是安营在西乃的旷野。
At that time, they were pitching their camp, in the wilderness of Sinai.
那么埃及的权势早已经在他们的后面，已经深深地埋在红海的海底了。
And all the dominions of Egypt had already been buried deep under the at the bottom of the Red Sea.
所以他们是在西乃山的山脚的下面，他们恢复了敬拜和侍奉。
They have already restored their worship and their ministry before the Lord at the foothold of Sinai.
那么他们还有两块石板。
And they already received the two tablets.
那么他们有云柱和火柱。
They have the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire.
有每日早晨的玛拿。
And every morning they receive manna from heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是何等有福和荣耀的一个光景。
What a blessed and glorious time.
然而就是在这个时候，民数记一章告诉我们说。
And it is at this time, particularly in Numbers chapter 1, it tells us,
神叫摩西，他说：“你去数点以色列的百姓。”
The Lord told Moses to take a census of all the sons of Israel.
你们要起来，继续的往前行，要一直进到迦南地。
Because you need to rise up and press on forward until you enter into Canaan.
因为这个才是他们出埃及的一个目的地。
Because that is the purpose why they left Egypt.
那么我们下一段的圣经是在民数记的二章一到九节。
And we'll continue in the second chapter of Numbers.From verse 1 to 9.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，以色列人要各归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里对着会幕的四围安营，在东边向日出之地照着军队安营的是犹大营的道，有亚米拿达的儿子拿顺做犹大人的首领，他军队被数的共有74600名，挨着他安营的是以撒迦之派，有苏亚的儿子拿但业做以撒迦人的首领，他军队被数的共有54400名，又有西布伦之派，西伦的儿子以利亚做西布伦人的首领，他军队被数的共有57400名，凡属犹大营按着军队被数的共有186400名，要做第一队往前行。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, The sons of Israel shall camp each by his own standard with the banner of their father's household. They shall camp around the tent of meeting at a distance. Now those who camp on the east side towards the sunrise shall be of the standard of the camp of Judah by their armies, and the leader of the sons of Judah, Nashon, the son of Aminadab,And his army, even their numbered men, 74,600. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, and the leader of the sons of Issachar, Nathaniel the son of Zur, and his army, even their numbered men, 54,400. Then comes the tribe of Zebulun, and the leaders of the sons of Zebulun, Eliab, the sons of Helon, the son of Helon, and his army, even his numbered men, 57,400. The total of the number of the men in the camp of Judah, 186,400 by their armies, and they shall set out first.
我们注意到神数点以色列的军队是用了一个很特别的原则。
And we see that the Lord used a very special principle as he took numbers of all the armies of Israel.
那就是在第五节这里那一句话说挨着他安营的。
And here in verse 5 it says those who camp next to him.
那么在原文里边挨着是这个搭着那个的意思。
And this next to in the original text really just means one is attached to another.
那么今天我们如果说两个人他是挨着坐的话，是两个人坐在两把椅子的里边。
Today, if we say one is sitting next to another person, then they are definitely sitting on two different chairs.
那么不管我们坐的多么近，那你还是你，我还是我，因为是两把椅子。
No matter how closely you're sitting next to each other, it is still you and me because we're sitting on two separate chairs.
但是我们如果照着原文来讲，是这个搭着那个坐的话。
But if we, according to this text, if we are sitting attached to one another,
那么实在来说是把两把椅子变成一把。
Then two chairs are fused into one.
那么是把两个人放在一把椅子的里边。
Then as if you're putting two persons on the same chair.
那么弟兄姊妹，这叫做一个搭着一个安营。
And that is what it meant back then, that one is camped attached to one another.
所以在民数记一章的里边，犹大、西布伦和以撒家。
So here we see Judah and Zebulun and Issachar.
那么摩西只要照着他们的家世、宗族、人民来数点他们。
Moses is counting their numbers according to their father's household.
那么他们只要回到本族的旗号的下面，这就已经可以了。
As they return back to under the banner of their father's household, and that's what they were called for.
但是我们注意到，到了民数记二章的时候。
But as we come to the second chapter here,
那么这三个支派它不但是要被数点，
not only they're being numbered one by one,
那么他们还要这个搭着那个成为一个营，
but also they need to attach to one another to become one camp.
所以我们看见了到了第九节那里讲犹大营的人数。
So here it talks about the camp of Judah.
这根本不是犹大一个支派，而是三个支派人数的一个总和。
It is not just the tribe of Judah, but three tribes altogether.
所以弟兄姊妹，这叫做耶和华的军队。
And that is the army of the Lord.
那么我们下一处的读经是在新约哥罗西书的二章九节。
And next, we want to go to New Testament from the book of Colossians chapter 2.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
那么我们都知道保罗他在哥罗西里边他是讲这个基督的丰富。
And we see that Paul is talking about the fullness of Christ in the book of Colossians.
但是我们注意到他在哥罗西书二章的里边，他一连用了五次讲在他里面，在他里面。
In the second chapter of Colossians, he talks about five times in Christ, in Him.
那么很明显的，保罗他就不只是在讲基督的丰富。
So here, not only Paul is describing the fullness of Christ,
他乃是要讲我们要进入丰富的基督。
But he's telling us that we need to enter in to the fullness
of Christ. 我们进入丰富的基督，我们才能够得基督的丰富。
Only when we enter into the fullness of Christ, then we can receive and gain the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，基督是我们蒙恩得救的目的地。
Christ is the goal of our salvation.
今天若是有一个人告诉你他家的葡萄园是何等的美丽，何等的丰富。
If somebody today tells you that they have a vineyard at home and it's so beautiful and full,
这个和他直接把你带到他家的葡萄园是完全两回事。
And it's completely different from someone who takes you to his vineyard.
所以保罗这个弟兄姊妹，这是保罗在哥罗西书里边的信息。
And that is the burden that Paul had.His message to the Colossians.
我们有一点祷告。
So let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢。
Dear Dear Lord Jesus, how we thank you. Lord, how we desire to say the bread of heaven, come and feed us now.
叫我们里边不再饥饿，不再干渴。
That we will have no thirst, no hunger.
这天上的灵粮就是主你自己。
And this bread of heaven is Christ our Lord himself.
主我们愿意今天你施恩把我们带到你面前来的时候。
Lord, as you show us grace to bring us into your presence.
你天上宝座的旨意能够直接流到我们里边的深处。
That your purpose from your throne in heaven will run deep into our midst.
给我们一个聆听的耳朵。
And may you give us a ear that hears.
因为圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
The spirit, the words of the Spirit for the church, let those who have an ear, let them hear.
我们把这一段时间，我们仰望交在主你同在荣耀的当中。
So we commit this following time into the glorious presence of the Lord.
愿主你听我们的祷告，那是靠主耶稣的圣名。
May you hear our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们都知道，对于以色列人他们属灵的经历来讲，有两道水是很重要的。
We know from the history that as the Israelites experienced the Lord, there were two bodies of water that were very important to them.
那么一道水呢，就是红海。The
first one was the Red Sea.
那么当然就是指着他们在摩西的带领下面，他们离开了埃及为奴之地的那个经历说的。
And it was how Moses took them. And led them out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
那么另一道水呢, 就是约旦河。
And the second body of water is the River Jordan.
那么就是讲到那些出了埃及地的以色列人, 他们的第二代, 在约书亚的带领下面, 他们得以进入到应许美地。
And it was the second generation of those who left Egypt was led by Joshua to enter into the promised land.
那么我们读过摩西五经，我们就知道。
And those who have read the first five books of the Bible,
那么在这两道水的中间有38年的历史。
And there were, between these two waters, there were 38 years of history.
那么这一段的历史和中间所发生的那些的事情都记录在整本的民数记里面。
And that was recorded in the book of Numbers, that entire 38 years of history.
今天我们读民数记。
Today, as we read the book of Numbers,
对于以色列人来讲，民数记是他们漂流旷野的经历。
And this is their experience of their wandering in the wilderness.
那么对于我们来说，是我们蒙恩得救以后成就魂的救恩必须走过的一段的路程。
But to us today, this is also our journey as after we became saved, we received salvation, we must go through this wilderness journey.
那么保罗他在哥罗西一章的里边他说过一句话。
In, Paul said in Colossians chapter 1.
那么其实这一句话呢是两句话。
And actually there were two sentences in that one verse.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
He rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Then he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
那么民数记就是插进这两句话中间的那一段的经历。
And the numbers is the experience between these two sentences.
我们讲到以色列人出埃及。
We talked about Israel coming out of Egypt.
实在来说，他们是用神的大能带出来的。
They truly were led out of Egypt by the power of God.
那么第一当然是逾越节羔羊的血。
First, we saw the blood of the Passover lamb.
当埃及的全地，他们都伏在神公义的审判下面。
When the whole land of Egypt submitted under the righteous judgment of God,
以色列人他们却靠着羔羊的血的分别和保守，他们昂然无惧地出了埃及。
People of Israel were separated and protected by the power of the blood of the Passover lamb. And then they left Egypt.
那么第二当然就是云柱和火柱。
And secondly, we saw the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
出埃及十三章那里就告诉我们说, 当以色列人的脚他们一踏出埃及地。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 13, it says, as soon as they left Egypt,
那么日间耶和华在云柱中带领他们的路，夜间在火柱光中照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。
It says the Lord was going before them in the cloud, pillar of cloud by day and lead them on the way, and in the pillar of fire by night to give them light.
那么第三当然就是他们过红海。
And thirdly, they came to the Red Sea.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看见逾越节的羔羊的血，
So when we see the blood of the Passover lamb,
当我们看见云柱和火柱,
when we see the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire,
当我们看见以色列人他们过红海,
when we see them passing through the Red Sea,
我们就知道这不只是以色列人的故事,
and we know that is not only the story of Israelites,
那么也是今天我们蒙恩得救的故事,
but it is our story of our salvation.
那实在来说，这两下根本就是一个经历，一个故事。
And truly, this is one experience. It's the same story.
那么当年以色列人他们出埃及。
Many years ago, when the Israelites left Egypt,
他们百万人他们行走在旷野的里边。
Millions of them were passing through the wilderness.
他们什么都没有。
They had nothing.
他们没有指南针，没有地图。
They had no compass. They had no map.
他们也没有我们今天用的手机定位。
Of course, they don't have GPS.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们只有一样东西。
But they have one thing.
那就是神在云柱和火柱中与他们同行。
They had the presence of the Lord who's walking with them in the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
我们不要说他们只有云柱和火柱。
When we can't say that they only had the pillar of cloud and fire.
而是他们只需要云柱和火柱
but,
这就足够他们可以出埃及了
but rather that they only needed the pillar of cloud and the fire that is enough to lead them out of Egypt
我们都知道圣徒诗歌的第450首
and we have heard this hymn 450
那首诗歌叫做以利沙代
it talks, the name is El Shaddai
是我们亲爱的姊妹 Margaret Barber 她写的
and it's written by our dear sister Margaret Barber
他写的不是一首诗歌
And that was not just a hymn.
他写的是他自己的经历
It was her own experience.
所以在这首诗歌的里边我们的姊妹就向主说
So in that hymn she said
无论日有多长夜有多暗
No matter how long the days were how dark the night
他说有你就够了有你就够了
But you, having you is enough. You are enough.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们为着自己，我们为着神的家祷告。
Today we pray for ourselves, we pray for the house of God.
我们祷告这个需要，我们祷告那个需要。
We pray for this need and that need.
当然，这些都是实实在在的需要。
And truly, these are real needs.
但是我们常常容易漏掉一个最大最迫切的需要。
But so often we miss this most important need.
那就是我们的姊妹说的有你就够了有你就够了那是主的同在
That is what Margaret Barber said You are enough That is the presence of the Lord Having the Lord is enough
所以弟兄姊妹哪里有主的同在神的儿女在那里就一定有路可走的一定是有活路可以走的
So wherever you find the presence of the Lord As the children of God You will find a way.
所以我们就看见摩西在带领以色列人出埃及的路。
So as Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
他在神面前就总是有一个祷告。
He always had the same prayer before the Lord.
他说你要与我们同去。
You must go with us.
弟兄姊妹，这才是神儿女和神的家今天最迫切的需要。
And this is the most urgent need as a child of God and as the house of God.
因为摩西心里清楚明白说
Because Moses knew very clearly in his heart.
以色列人出埃及，他们什么都可以没有。
They can lose all things as they come out of Egypt.
但是他们一定要有云柱和火柱。
But they must have the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
我们感谢神，以色列人出埃及，云柱火柱向着他们，不是时隐时现的一个经历。
And we praise the Lord, we saw as they left Egypt, this pillar of cloud and fire is not something that comes and goes.
虽然说他们出埃及一出就出了40年。
And even though they left Egypt for 40 years,
因为他们是在旷野里边绕着路走的。
Because they were wandering in circles in the wilderness.
虽然说他们经历了太多太多的失败
Even though they experienced so many failures
他们甚至一败涂地到了要造金牛犊的地步
They even failed to the point that they built a golden calf
但是弟兄姊妹稀奇的很，云柱火柱未曾有一时一刻离开过他们。
But the most amazing thing was that the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire had never ever left them.
我们常常是觉得我们够好的时候，神就亲近我们。
We often feel that only when we're good, then we can feel the presence of the Lord.
那么如果我们不够好的时候，那他就一定远离开我们。
And if we're not good enough, then perhaps he leaves us far behind.
弟兄姊妹，这只是从我们这一面看。
That is only from our own perspective.
在出埃及十三章那里有一句话说。
But from Exodus chapter 13, a verse says,
日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开神百姓的面。
And he says, he did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
这是从神那一面说的。
That is from God's perspective.
所以今天我们看事情，我们不能只从我们这一面看。
So today, when we look at things, we cannot only take up our own perspective.
我们要从神的那一面看。
We should see it from the Lord's perspective.
我们常常说一句话说，不达目的绝不罢休。
We often say to ourselves, we will never give up until we reach the end.
但是云柱火柱就叫我们看见。
But this pillar of cloud and fire allows us to see.
自从以色列人他们的脚踏出埃及地。
At the moment their foot stepped out of Egypt,
一直到他们的脚踏进应许美地。
All the way until they took their footsteps into the promised land.
从过红海一直到他们过约旦河。
The moment they crossed the Red Sea until they crossed the River Jordan.
绝不罢休的从来都不是以色列人，是神自己。
It wasn't that the Israelites never gave up. It was that the Lord himself never gave up.
旧约的先知们，他们要用了多少的篇幅，他们来讲一件事情。
All the prophets in the New Testament, they used so many pages and inks to talk about this one thing.
那么就是以马内利，神与我们同在。
It was that this Emmanuel, God with us.
弟兄姊妹，这个对于那些出埃及的以色列人来讲是再简单不过的事情。
And for those people who left Egypt, it is the most simple thing, the most easy thing to understand.
因为无论是黑夜是白天，他们只要望一眼云柱火柱，他们就知道神与他们同在。
Because whether it is day or night, they just need to take a look at the pillar of cloud of fire, they will know immediately that God is with them.
而且弟兄姊妹，四十年之久，无论是白天是黑夜，无论是他们亲近神还是背离神。
And brothers and sisters, for 40 years, and day and night, whether they draw near to the Lord or they rebel against the Lord,
他们从来没有一眼望出去是望空的。
There was never a day when they look out into the distance and they couldn't see the pillar of cloud.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩得救。
Today we have been saved by grace.
我们做神的儿女。
We have become children of God.
一面来说，我们没有任何一个人，我们可以在任何一件事上，我们可以在任何一个时候，我们指着自己夸口说，我从来未曾跌倒，我也从来不会跌倒。
And we all know there has never been one person at any time for anything can say,or boast in ourselves to say, I will never fail and I have never failed.
但是从另一面来说，我们的主他自己既然救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
On the other hand, since the Lord said himself that he has rescued us out of the dominion of darkness,
那么他就把他自己把他的爱子就放在我们的里边。
And therefore, he committed himself. He deposited his beloved son in us.
希伯来四章那里边说了一句很宝贝的话。
And Hebrews chapter 4 says,
他做我们随时的帮助。
That he will become our help in time of need.
这个随时弟兄姊妹就是以色列人旷野的四十年。
And this in time of need is this 40 years in the wilderness.
这个随时就是他们四十年当中的每一个白天，每一个黑夜。
For every day and every night during that 40 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真是愿主来开我们里边信心的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to open the eyes of our faith.
叫我们真的是能够看见，我们真的是知道，我们也真的有这个确据说，当年的云柱火柱四十年不改变。
So that we may see and that we can know and we can have the assurance that for 40 years, day and night, this pillar of fire never failed.
云柱和火柱怎样的住在以色列人中间，今天照样住在我们的里面。
In the same way as how the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud abided with Israel, the Lord's presence abides with us.
今天我们若是真的看见了，
Today, if we truly have seen it,
我们真的是知道了。
If we truly know it,
真是在我们里边有这个把握了，弟兄姊妹，这会将是怎何等样的会来改变我们的敬拜和侍奉。
If we have that blessed assurance, how that would change our life and how that would change our service, our worship before the Lord.
会把何等样那个喜乐的能力带进我们生命。
How much joy would that bring into our life?
今天我们常常的，我们来和弟兄姊妹们一起在主日擘饼纪念主。
Week after week, we come before the Lord and break bread with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我自己里边的感觉是我们不缺祷告，不缺诗歌。
And in my heart, I felt that we do not lack prayers, we do not lack songs.
但是我们需要那个喜乐的能力。
But we need the power of the joy of the Lord.
希伯来十三章那边里边告诉我们
，Hebrews chapter 13 tells us，
主是帮助我们的，我们还惧怕谁呢？人能把我怎么样呢
？If he is for us, then who is against us? What can man do to me?
为什么他能够说这句话
？How come the author of Hebrew can say such a thing?
是因为他真的看见了，是因为他真的知道了，他有这个确据说，不管我怎么样，云柱和火柱总不离开我。
Because he has seen it.He knows with assurance that no matter what happens to me, the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire never leaves us.
实在来说，以色列人他们出埃及地。
Truly, the Israelites as they left Egypt,
当然是靠着逾越节羔羊的血。
It was by the precious blood of the Passover lamb.
他们当然是靠着云柱火柱的带领和保守。
It was by the leading and the abiding of the pillar of cloud and fire.
这是没有错的，弟兄姊妹。
It is absolutely correct.
但是他们能够走出埃及地是一回事。
But it is one thing for them to leave Egypt.
他们能够脱离埃及地的权势又是另外一回事。
It was quite another thing as they were.Set free from the power of Egypt.
所以我们就看见说，当以色列人前脚出了埃及地
，So as soon as they left Egypt,
那么后脚法老王就带着他的马兵就一路的追赶他们。
And right on their heels, the Pharaoh took all of his army to chase after them.
不管以色列人他们能够跑多么远
，No matter how far they could run,
法老王的追兵就一直追着他们不放。
Army of Pharaoh would chase them all the way to the end.
一直追到他们到红海边。
All the way to the bank of the Red Sea.
那么目的是很明确的。
The purpose was very clear.
就是要把这些以色列人，他们虽然出了埃及地，但是还要再重新的掳回埃及地去做奴隶。
Even though they had left Egypt, Pharaoh wanted to take all of them captive back to Egypt as slaves.
那么我们感谢神，神就在红海的海底。给以色列人开了一条活路。
We praise the Lord how the Lord opened the way at the bottom of the Red Sea.
不但是叫他们能够过去
，Not only for them to pass over，
更是叫以色列人他们能够在那里胜过埃及的权势。
But that it was exactly there that they found the victory over the power of Egypt.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有
？So brothers and sisters, do we see it?
出埃及地是得救。
It was our salvation as we left Egypt.
但是过红海是得胜。
But crossing the Red Sea is our victory.
今天我们不能光有得救的经历。
Today we cannot only be saved.
我们不能光有出埃及地的经历。
We cannot only simply leave Egypt.
我们必须有得胜的经历。
But we need to have the victory.
如果我们缺了那个经历。
If we lack the experience of our victory.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌不怕你出埃及地。
Then the enemy is not afraid of you leaving Egypt.
因为你不管走多远。
Because no matter how far you run,
埃及的势力总跟着你。
The power of Egypt will be right behind
you. 你就是能够走到红海边，他也能够追上。
You can go all the way to the bank of Red Sea. He can still catch you there.
这个得救的经历，弟兄姊妹，就是过红海。
But our victory and our salvation is passing through the Red Sea.
所以我们都知道过红海的故事。
So we all know the story of them at the Red Sea.
是在出埃及的十四章那里说，摩西向红海伸张。
And it's when at chapter 14 of Exodus, when Moses stretched out his hand towards
the Red Sea, 就分家了。
And the water set apart.
所以以色列人下海是走干地的。
And so they crossed over the Red Sea as if they were passing through dry land.
但是埃及人他们也看见这是干地。
So the Egyptian army also saw they were passing through dry land.
所以追在他们后面的那个法老王，一切的马匹、车辆、马兵都跟着他们，都下海底了。
So all the chariots and the horses and the armies of Egypt followed them.
但是红海的海水就在他们头上回流。
But the water of the Red Sea returned upon their heads.
淹没了法老王的车辆和马兵，出埃及十四章告诉我们，连一个都没有剩下。
And covered all the chariots and horses, even Pharaoh's entire army that had gone into the sea.
弟兄姊妹，以色列人他们是怎么胜过埃及的权势？
So by what power did the Israelites overcome the power of Egypt?
我们不要忘记了，乃是借着过红海。
Do not forget, it is because they passed through the Red Sea.
他们是在哪里胜过埃及的权势？
How can they find the victory?
弟兄姊妹，乃是在红海的海底。
It was at the bottom of the Red Sea.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Today we have been saved.
我们里边常常是充满了那种新鲜活泼的感觉。
So often we are filled with this joy of a fresh living way.
我们在两个主日以前，我们为年轻的弟兄姊妹受浸，有一个受浸聚会。
And two Sundays ago, we had a baptismal meeting for many young brothers and sisters.
那么有一个年轻的弟兄，他很激动。
A young brother was so excited.
那么他原来是在国内我们讲叫体制内的人。
Before he was in the system in China,
你都知道这句话的意思。
Perhaps you understand what it means to be in the Chinese system.
所以叫这样的年轻人信主是很不容易。
And it's very difficult for someone like that to accept the Lord.
我们都能够理解他们的顾虑的。
And we all know their worries and their concerns.
因为他们回去以后，他们要回答你到底信什么。
Because when they return to China, they have to answer the question, what do you believe?
我们当然说我们所信的是死里复活的主。
And of course, we have to confess we believe in the Lord who resurrected for us.
不是基督教。
Not a Christianity.
但是他总要回答的。
But they have to answer a question.
这个就是他的难处。
And that was his concern.
但是福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
But the gospel is the power of God to save all those who believe.
他今天信主了。
Today he accepted the Lord.
他那么兴奋，他就讲：我这个人要么不信，我要信，我就一定要好好的信。
And he said, for me, I either don't believe at all, but if I do accept, I will accept to the end.
那么受浸聚会下来，我就问他了：你说你要好好的信是什么意思
？So when after the baptismal meeting, I found him. I asked him, what do you mean by believing to the end?
那么他就反问我一句话：那你说是怎样好好的信
？So he asked me. He returned the question. He said, what do you think I mean to believe really well?
那当然，我就用零后四章主的话来和我们的弟兄有一个共勉。
So I had an encouragement from the 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
那边说叫我们如今这些活着的人不再为自己而活，乃为那替我们死而复活的主。
That we who live today no longer live for ourselves, but live for the Lord who died and rose again for us.
我们的弟兄一口答应了，说没有问题的。
And our brother said, yes, yes, of course.
这就是我们蒙恩得救，当我们里边充满了那种新鲜活泼感觉的时候，我们说为主而活是没有问题的。
So of course, for all of us who are just accepted the Lord, there is a fresh living excitement within us, and we said, yes, we will live for the Lord.
那么我就跟我们的弟兄讲，说是还要传福音。
And I said, we also need to share the gospel.
那他也说是没有问题的，他就跟我一个一个数，七大姑八大姨，大概数了二十多个。
So of course he said, yes, I need to share the gospel. He started counting all his relatives, over 20 of them.
我们当然愿意传福音。
And of course, we want to share this good news.
是不是在座的弟兄姊妹，当我们刚刚蒙恩得救以后，我们里边充满了那种新鲜活泼的感觉，我们也愿意向人做见证，说信耶稣是这样的好，是那样的好。
And isn't that true for every one of us? When we first accepted the Lord, we were so exciting, so fresh, and we wanted to share this good news with everyone.
但是弟兄姊妹，常常就是在这个时候。
But very often, it's exactly at this time,
旧人的势力就在红海边上追上我们。
That power of our old self will catch us up at the bank of the Red Sea.
我们好像听到他在向我们喊叫说，你不要以为你出了埃及地就万事大吉了。
As if we can hear him telling us, don't think that you left Egypt so everything is well with you.
你跑得再远，我也能追上。
No matter how far you run, I'll catch you up.
他追上我们，就是为了把我们打回原形去。
And whenever they catch us up, this old self will bring us right back to how we were before.
弟兄姊妹，这是魔鬼对付神儿女最拿手的好戏。
And this is a great trick that the devil had prepared for the children of God.
过去是这样，今天仍然是这样。
And it was like that before, it's still like that today.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么胜过？
So how can we overcome?
你能靠着咬牙跺脚喊口号吗？
Can you gnash your teeth and stomp your feet and shout at him?
你胜不过他的，只有一条路你能够胜过他。
The only way to overcome, there is only one way.
保罗在林后四章里边那就说过一句话。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul said,
他说我们这活着的人常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
It says, we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这是得胜，这是过红海。
That is our victory. That is crossing over the Red Sea.
胜过埃及的权势，你不要找第二条路，只有一条路。
Do not look for a second way to overcome the power of Egypt.
那就是过红海。
There is only one way, that is passing over the Red Sea.
以色列人他们下红海，他们就活了。
As soon as the Israelites went through the Red Sea, they lived.
但是埃及的权势，你把他带到那里，他就死了。
And then you bring all the power of Egypt to the Red Sea, and they die, they perish.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？今天我们是多么需要过红海。
So brothers and sisters, how we need even today this experience of passing through the Red Sea.
我们今天当然是靠着主的恩典，我们蒙恩得救的。
And of course, it is by the grace of God we can be saved.
但是弟兄姊妹，过红海的经历在我们里面吗？
But have we experienced the Red Sea?
以色列人他们出了埃及。
The Israelites, they left Egypt.
他们是带着得胜的喜乐，他们一路来到西乃的旷野。
And it was with the joy of this great victory they came all the way to the wilderness of Sinai.
那么然后他们就在那里安营了。
And they pitched their tents at Sinai.
那么说到旷野，我们常常是把它称作为大而可畏的旷野。
And so often we call this wilderness the great and dreadful desert.
因为在那里乃是荒凉没有生命的地方。
Because it was a desolate place with lifeless place.
这是没有错的，弟兄姊妹。
It is not untrue.
但是我们读了出埃及记，我们从十九章你一直读到利未记的结束。
But as we read from Exodus all the way to the end of Leviticus,
这要改变我们一个看法。
That would change our perspective.
以色列人出了埃及，旷野实在是他们蒙福之地。
This wilderness actually is a place of blessing for all the Israelites.
那么我们简单总结一下，有三点。第一
，And if we give a very quick summary, there are three things.
他们在那里享受完全的自由。
It was in the wilderness they enjoyed perfect freedom.
我们不要忘记了，以色列人他们曾经在埃及为奴之地受苦害。
Do not forget they used to be slaves in the land of Egypt.
在埃及的权势的下面，他们失去自由长达四百年之久。
They lost their freedom under the power of Egypt for over 400 years.
他们在那边没有一分钟是自由的。
They did not enjoy any freedom for even a minute.
他们不能决定自己要不要做工。
They cannot decide whether they should work or not.
他们吃什么喝什么都是埃及替他们决定的。
They look up to Egypt for what they would eat, what they would drink.
现在弟兄姊妹们，他们过了红海。
But now they have crossed over the Red Sea.
埃及连同埃及的权势早已经深深地埋在红海的海底了。
Egypt and the power of Egypt had been buried deep under at the bottom of the Red Sea.
不能够再追上他们了。
They can no longer catch them up.
所以他们在旷野安营的时候，那些以色列人，他们是一劳永逸的，他们脱离了埃及的权势。
So for all the Israelites who are camping at the wilderness had left and been set free from the power of Egypt once for all.
弟兄姊妹，如果你和我是当时的以色列人，我们是要有何等大的一个喜乐？
Brothers and sisters, if you and I were Israelites at that time, you will have so much joy.
我曾经参加过一个福音聚会。
And I had experienced at a gospel meeting.
那么有一位从福州来的弟兄。
There was a brother who came from Fuzhou, China.
那么他曾经是深受毒品之害。
And he was a drug addict.
但是那一天他上台讲他如何因着信耶稣而彻底胜过毒品的那个见证。
But he testified when he went up to say because his faith in Jesus he was completely set free from the addiction of drugs.
那么老实话说福州普通话我不是很听得懂。
To be honest, at that time I didn't quite understand the dialect from Fuzhou.
所以我们的弟兄呢是说普通话呢是很辛苦的。
And it was very hard for him to speak in the Chinese.
所以他说话不是
dialect,
不是那么连贯的。
And it wasn't very fluent.
那么我们的弟兄呢？好像他也就是很早他就离开家，要出去讨生活了。
And our brother left his hometown a long time ago, when he was very young, to make a living.
他不像我们这些人，我们是蒙了主的怜悯和恩典，我们能够从小学一直上到大学研究所，然后到再高一点毕业的。
And it wasn't like us who have been so privileged to be able to receive all the education from elementary school to middle school, high school.
所以他讲见证的时候，没有什么深奥的道理的。
So when he was giving testimony, there wasn't very deep revelations.
但是弟兄姊妹，那一天晚上，整个聚会的地方是充满了那种得胜的喜乐。
But brothers and sisters, that evening at that gospel meeting, the whole place is filled with the joy of victory.
那个喜乐是你坐下了以后，你就好像是泡在喜乐的水里一样。
As if as soon as you sat down, you were immersed in the in this water of victory.
我是从那个聚会里边我知道在约翰一书里边讲恩膏的教训你住在里边是什么样实际的经历。
And it was at that meeting I realized what First John talked about, that this teaching of the anointing that abides in you.
当我们真正的从这个为奴的这个辖制的下面得释放的时候，我们知道这个自由是永远属于我们的，我们里边是何等的喜乐。
When we are truly set free from the bondage of our sins, and we know we are set free forever, there was such a joy.
那么第二，以色列人他们是在那里恢复了敬拜。
And secondly, there in the wilderness, the Israelites restored their worship and their ministry before the Lord.
那么以色列人他们在埃及为奴之地的四百年里
，and for the past 400 years in Egypt,
那么他们是生活在偶像的重重包围之中的。
They were not only living under slavery, but they were living under all kinds of idolatry.
那么他们坐着是偶像，站着是偶像，他们走路做工都是偶像。
As they sit, as they stand, as they go about doing their work, they see idols everywhere.
他们连呼吸的空气都是带着偶像的味道的。
Even the air they breathe in Egypt had the smell.Stench of idols.
是的，最近有一位姊妹就跟我做见证。
So there was a sister recently that testified to me.
那么她新找到一位室友。
that she first she recently found a new roommate.
那么这个室友呢就非常的这个外向，他们两个很快没几天就成了好朋友，好的不得了的朋友。
This new roommate is very outgoing person, and they became fast friends.
那么有一天呢，他的室友呢就把他带到偶像的庙里边去。
And so soon after one day, her roommate took her to a temple.
那么我就问他，你为什么好到这个地步？你跟着他到偶像庙里去呢
？So I asked her, how come you became so good a friend that you even follow her into a Buddhist temple?
他说，就是因为我们太好了。
She said it's because we became so good a friend.
好到一个地步，里边的眼睛就瞎了。
To a point that I no longer see right from wrong.
他说，杨弟兄，你不知道我坐在里面。
She said she told me, Brother Tony, you didn't know when I was sitting in the temple.
好像有一只无形的手卡住我的喉咙。
I even felt like as if there was a hand that was. Choking me.
那么我就提醒他，这是二十一世纪，你要知道。
I reminded her, remember this is we're in the 21st century.
你是受过高等教育的。
And you have been well educated.
这个很可能是出于你的想象。
That might just be your imagination.
他说这不是我的想象。他说我坐在那里，实实在在的，就是感到有一个手在卡住我的喉咙。
And she said it's not my imagination. I was sitting there and I felt there was a hand.
到最后离开，他说是因为什么离开
？And she said, "You know how I left the temple?"
他说我透不过气了。
She said, "I couldn't breathe."
弟兄姊妹，这就是以色列人在埃及。
So that was the Israelites in Egypt.
他们所呼吸的空气都是带着偶像的权势。
Even the air they breathed had the power of idols in them.
他们怎么能够敬拜和侍奉神
？How could they even think about worshiping the true God?
弟兄姊妹，乃是只等到他们来到西乃的旷野。
It wasn't until they reached the wilderness of Sinai.
他们在那里安营。
They pitched their tents.
他们在摩西和亚伦的带领的下面，照着山上的样式，他们建起了会幕。
They set up, the tent of meeting according to the image they saw, the pattern they saw on the mountain.
他们恢复了以色列的敬拜和侍奉。
They had restored finally the worship.
出埃及四十章最后一句话说。
At the end of Exodus chapter
40, 当会幕立起来的时候，耶和华的荣光就充满了会幕。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记了，这是经过整整四百年的失落才恢复的那个荣耀的光景。
Brothers and sisters, let us not forget that this is a restoration after 400 years of lost time.
那么我们前面读经的时候已经跟弟兄姊妹们交通过了，他们不但是敬拜和侍奉恢复了。
And we had already shared as we were reading the scriptures earlier that not only they restored their worship, their service.
神在西乃山下还赐下律法
，But also they were given the book of the law，
叫他们在神面前的生活也得以恢复那个属天的荣光
，That their life, their daily living would be restored unto the glory of heaven。
他们守安息日
，They can enjoy the Sabbath。
他们每个早晚都在会幕的那里向神献上更新的燔祭
，They renew their consecration before the Lord every morning, every evening.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过这一件事情？
Have you thought about this?
这对于以色列人来讲，是他们曾经在埃及为奴之地，连想都不敢想。
And this is something that they could never even imagine when they were in Egypt.
第三，他们在那里享受神荣耀的同在。
And thirdly, they can enjoy the fullness of the glory of the presence of God.
虽然弟兄姊妹是大而可畏的旷野
，Yes, it was a great and dreadful desert.
他们虽然是在旷野沙漠的当中安营
，And they were pitching their camp, setting up their camp in the desert of the wilderness.
但是不要忘记了，云柱和火柱就在他们的。
But do not forget that they see the cloud of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire every day.
他们有摩西和这个摩西，还有大祭司亚伦在神的面前为他们代求。
They have Moses and the great high priest Aaron interceding before the Lord daily.
那么无论大事小事，只要他们一转向神，向神呼求，神就立时为他们成就的。
No matter what they need, as soon as they turn to the Lord accomplishes it for them.
就像我们刚才那首诗歌里边唱到，他们有旷野的磐石。
Just we hear that they have the rock of ages.
可以解他们的渴。
There is water coming out of rock for them.
那么他们要吃肉的话，神就用海面的风把鹌鹑就刮来了。
When they were missing, they wanted to eat meat. The Lord bring all the quails to them.
那么民数记十一章那里边说到一件事情。
And in Numbers chapter 11, it tells us.
他们吃神用海面的风给他们刮来的鹌鹑肉。
When people complain that the Lord brought them quail meat to eat,
他们一直吃肉，吃到肉从鼻孔里边喷出来。
He said they ate so much until meat start coming out of their nostrils.
他们吃饭，他们是不用不用大麦，也不用小麦。
They did not need to plant wheat or barley,
而是一周六天，神从天上给他们降马。
But 6 days a week, the Lord will send manna from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，诗篇二十三篇，诗人说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
Therefore, Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want."
你要到哪里去找这一句话的实际呢？
Where can you find the reality of that verse?
只有一个地方，弟兄姊妹，就是以色列人他们在旷野里边安营。
Only one place where they had found.Their camp in the wilderness.
现在弟兄姊妹，他们有了自由。
So brothers and sisters, now they have freedom.
他们恢复了敬拜和侍奉。
They restore their worship and service.
他们有神丰富的同在。
They have the fullness of the presence of God.
现在我们问大家一个问题，他们有什么理由不把西乃的旷野当作是他们出埃及的目的地？
So I ask anywhere, ask all of us, is there any other reason why they couldn't treat this wilderness as their destination.
他们有什么理由不把旷野当作是他们永久的家乡？他们跟神说，我们不要再往前走了。
Could they not just treat this wilderness as their permanent home to say, Lord, this is enough. We don't need to go on anymore.
你以为只有旧约的以色列人才会说这句话吗？
Do you think only the Israelites from the Old Testament will say that?
弟兄姊妹，我们也会这样说。
Brothers and sisters, all of us will fall into that same predicament.
我们记不记得在马太十七章
？Do we remember from Matthew chapter 17?
当彼得跟着我们的主上山以后
，When Peter followed the Lord to the Mount of Transfiguration,
那么他就跟主说：“他说我要在这里搭棚子了。
”Peter said, "Lord, this is very good for us to be here. Let me pitch 3 tents."
搭棚子的意思，弟兄姊妹，就是说我们不要再动了，我们不再到哪里去了。
What does it mean to be pitching tents there? Meaning, let us not move anywhere. This is very good. Let's stay here.
马太十七章四节，彼得向主说的那一句话，他说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。”
Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here."
弟兄姊妹，以色列人他们在旷野是真的好，是真好。
Brothers and sisters, when the Israelites were, when they were first gotten to the wilderness, it was good for them to be there.
今天我们是出了埃及，我们是过了红海了。
Today we have left Egypt. We have crossed over the Red Sea.
许多弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救以后有非常好的见证。
Many brothers and sisters had wonderful testimony after they were saved.
有的见证是弟兄姊妹在极大的难处的当中，因着他们全心仰望主，祷告就蒙应允的。
Some brothers and sisters fell into great need and great difficulty.But they prayed to the Lord by faith, and they were, their prayer were answered.
那么有的弟兄姊妹，他们蒙恩得救以后，心被恩感。
Some brothers and sisters, after they were saved, their hearts were restored, were touched by the Lord.
那么他们就起来热心地追求主，侍奉主。
So they rose up and praised the Lord and served the Lord fervently.
那么他们的追求和侍奉是蛮有能力的
and their pursuit of the Lord was full of power
是蛮有恩赐的
and full of blessing
弟兄姊妹我们当然是为着这一切的经历和见证我们感谢
and of course brothers and sisters we give thanks to the Lord for all these experiences
因为雅各书里边就说过一句话说你若亲近他他必亲近
because the book of James says if you draw near to him he will draw near to you
因为他向着爱他的人实在是有完全的能力和够用的恩典的
Because he has the fullness of power and grace enough for anyone who draws near to him.
弟兄姊妹这是我们的经历已经跟我们证实了的
And this is also our experience. It has been proven.
但是我们就这民数记，我们要问大家一个问题。
But from this book of Numbers, we have to ask ourselves:
难道这一切的经历和见证就是我们蒙恩得救的终点和目的地吗
？Is this the goal, though? Is this the goal of our salvation? Is this the goal of, our experience?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天读民数记的一章。
And today, as we read Numbers chapter one.
我们有没有想过为什么在旷野那么有福的一个光景的里边
Have we thought about when they were in the wilderness, when they were under so much blessing?
神却要数点以色列的军队叫他们起来你们继续的要往前行
the Lord asked Moses and Aaron to take a census of the army of Israel to say, rise up, press on forward.
我们要实实在在说一句话照着他们的光景他们实在是没有一点的理由再往前走一步了。
To be perfectly honest, in their conditions, they didn't even have any reason to go any further.
弟兄姊妹他们什么都有了他们为什么还要再往前走
They have everything they need. What else do they want?
但是照着神荣耀的旨意来讲
But according to the purpose, the glorious purpose of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，他们连半路凉亭都没有到。
They haven't even reached the place of coolness.
因为以色列人出埃及过红海。
As they left Egypt and pressed over the Red Sea.
弟兄姊妹，不是为了在旷野安家，是为了进到应许美地。
The purpose was not so that they can pitch tent in the wilderness, but the purpose was for them to enter into the promised land.
换一句话说。
In another word.
他们确确实实是带着神丰富的和怜悯和祝福他们经过旷野的。
It is by the fullness of God's mercy and grace that they can pass through the wilderness.
但是弟兄姊妹旷野不是他们的目的地。
But the wilderness was never their goal.
实在来说弟兄姊妹以色列人过红海是为着过约旦河。
The reason they crossed over the Red Sea was so that they can cross over River Jordan.
他们出埃及是为着进迦南地。
They left Egypt so that they can enter into the Promised Land.
现在我们明白了吗
Now do we understand?
为什么神要救以色列人出埃及
Why did the Lord take them out of Egypt?
难道真是像那些肤浅的基督教讲，是以色列人在埃及做工太苦了？
Was it just some religious people say that they were under too much labor, too much hardship in Egypt?
他们错误地用到埃这个出埃及第二章里边那句话。
They used a verse from Exodus chapter 2.
说以色列人这个叫苦的声音达到耶和华的面前。
They were saying that their complaint reached, their murmur reached up to the Lord.
所以神就差派摩西把他们带出埃及。
And because of that, the Lord sent Moses to take them out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，如果是这样的话，他们出埃及完全出错了。
If that were true, then they were completely wrong.
旷野虽然是好。
Wilderness was a blessing to them.
是滴满了恩膏的脂油。
Their path was dripping with the anointing of the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹神荣耀的旨意带领以色列人出埃及过红海经旷野是为了让他们进迦南
But the glorious purpose of the Lord to take them out of Egypt going through the Red Sea go through the wilderness was so that they can enter into Canaan
弟兄姊妹今天你的见证是好的
Yes, our testimony today is good
你的经历是丰富的
Our experience is full.
你的恩赐和能力也是大的
Our gifts and our blessings are great.
但是你记住一件事情
But we need to remember.
这个不是你的目的地
That is not our goal.
你不要停留在那里
Do not stay there.
我们的目的地没有到
We have not reached our destination.
我们蒙恩得救是为了进到基督的里边
We were saved so that we may enter into Christ.
你只有进到丰富的基督的里边，你才能够得基督的丰富。
Only when we enter into the fullness of Christ, then all of His fullness can become ours.
弟兄姊妹，这是民数记一章的信息。
And that is the message from Numbers.
我们都知道，在主后七十年。
We know after 70 AD, after the Lord's death,
那么罗马将军提多他就攻占了耶路撒冷城和犹太全地。
There was a commander of the Roman army called Titus who came and captured Jerusalem.
那么 犹太人他们就真是国破家亡，他们就漂流到世界各地去居住了。
And Rome completely destroyed Jerusalem, and all the Israelites were scattered all over the world.
他们没有自己的家了。
They no longer had a home.
其实弟兄姊妹，从那个时候起
，And from that time on,
犹太人他们得着过许多次的机会。
The Israelites they received many opportunities.
他们可以在世界任何一个地方任选一块地方重建他们失去的家园。
They actually had many opportunities to choose any location in the world to rebuild their homeland.
有的地方，弟兄姊妹，实在来说。
To be honest, there are some locations, some options.
要比耶路撒冷，要比犹大全地，那是要好的不知道几百倍，美的不知道几百倍，大的不知道多少倍。
From our perspective, there are many options that they could have chosen that were so much bigger and better, more beautiful than the land of Israel.
但是犹太人从来是拒绝的。
But the Jewish people, they had always refused those options.
因为他们心里只有应许美地。
Because to them, there is only the promised land.
世界再好，弟兄姊妹，在他们看来不过就是旷野。
There are many beautiful places in the world, but to them, that's just the wilderness.
耶路撒冷才是他们的家乡。
Only Jerusalem is their promised land.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们里边有没有犹太人他们对耶路撒冷的那个感觉？
And do we have that same sense, the similar to the Jewish people, that their heart for Jerusalem?
今天我们到底是看重那些蒙福的见证、蒙福的经历，还是我们羡慕进到基督的里边？
Do we desire after these blessings, these experiences, these testimonies of blessings, or do we desire to enter into Christ?
今天我们常常在神儿女中间看见的是我们舍不得放下那些蒙福的经历和见证。
Today we see many brothers and sisters who does not want to give up these blessings.
你两个手又不能拿两样的东西。
And we cannot hold both things in one hand.
所以我们因着看重这个，我们就把我们的目的地，就把主自己给放下了。
And because we really loved these blessings and we gave up our goal in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在罗马城他为主坐监的时候
，And when Paul was, Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome,
他无论从属灵的生命还是启示来讲，都达到一个高峰了。
He had already reached a epitome of his spiritual revelation.
谁能够在以弗所书里说那句话？我们与主一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Who else could say that we have been seated with Christ? We have been resurrected with Christ.
这是何等大的一个，何等高的一个地方！
What a great revelation that he had received.
但是弟兄姊妹，在他写给腓立比教会的信里边，他说
：But when he was writing the letter to the church in Philippi,
我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
But he says, whatever thing were gained to me, I have counted as loss.I count all things as loss for the surpassing value of knowing Jesus, my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个万事当然包括他所有的属灵经历。
And this all things, of course, includes all of his spiritual experiences.
包括他所有得着的属灵的启示。
All the spiritual revelation he had received.
包括他所有属灵的恩赐和属灵的侍奉。
All the blessings and gifts he had received.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们常常在想。
Today, very often we think about this.
神的家如果要有见证的话，
if the house of God were to have a testimony,
神的家如果要长进的话，
if the house of God needs to grow,
那么保罗的侍奉、保罗的启示和保罗的恩赐，分给我小指头上一点点，我就够了。
If I could only have only a pinky portion of this ministry of Paul, then that'd be enough.
但是弟兄姊妹，在保罗里边，他有一个宝贝的意念。
But Paul had this precious thought.
基督是他的目的地。
Christ is his goal.
这些万事不过是粪土。
And all of these other things is but loss.
他要的不是主的恩赐。
He is not looking for gifts.
乃是赐恩赐的主。
But he is looking for the Lord who is the gift giver.
弟兄姊妹，是为着这个荣耀的目的。
And it was for that glorious purpose.
神要在旷野数点他的百姓。
God wanted to take a census of his people.
他要他们不停留在那边。
So that they would not just remain there.
他要他们放下这一切有福的经历。
God wanted them to leave behind all these blessings.
是以色列人他们要起来继续的往前行。
All the blessed experiences, but to press on forward.
一直到他们进到应许的美地。
All the way until they enter into promised land.
所以保罗就说了。
So Paul tells us,
他说我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
There's only one thing I do, that I forget what lies behind, that I press on forward towards the goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们再说一遍，我们蒙恩得救，不是为着流连在旷野的这些的经历。
And I want to say it again, that we are saved, not so that we can remain in the wilderness and wandering about.
弟兄姊妹，放下那些经历吧。
And we need to leave behind all of our blessed experiences.
我们的时间不多了，我们乃是要竭力的进到基督的里面。
Our time is short. We need to press on to enter into Christ Himself.
基督是我们蒙恩得救的目的地。
Christ is the purpose of our salvation.
我们今天因为时间有限的关系，我们民数记二章我们就没有办法交通。
Today, we because of time, we don't have chance to share more on the second chapter of Numbers.
让我们记住一句话。
But let us remember this.
为这进到迦南美地
，so that we can enter into the promised land.
以色列人他们要出埃及
，the Israelites had to leave Egypt.
出埃及要经过旷野
，they have to go through the wilderness.
但是旷野不是他们的家
，but wilderness is not their home.
他们的家是在应许美地
，their home is in the promised land.
我们有点祷告
，let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你
，dear Lord, how we thank you.
我们把你的话再交回到主你的手中。
We want to commit your word back into your hands.
愿你的话在我们里边，你继续带领我们往前行。
So that you can lead us forward in your words.
能够经过这大而可畏的旷野。
That we may go through this great and dreadful wilderness.
有一天我们能够脚踏在应许美地说。
That one day our foot can step in the promised land.
基督是何等的美，何等的好。
And we can all say how great and beautiful is Christ our Lord.
我们愿主你带领我们前面的路。
May you lead us forward.
你的儿女也异口同声地说，愿你快来。
Let all the children of the Lord say, Lord, may you come quickly.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.